This is New England Public Radio. The singers in Young at Heart have been rehearsing and making quarantine music videos from their homes around Western Massachusetts since mid-March. Like other artists, they haven't been able to perform in public or rehearse in the same place because of concerns over COVID-19. The age range in this chorus is 75 to about 90 years old. For our series on making art in a pandemic, New England Public Radio's Jill Kaufman sat in on a few online rehearsals to find out what and how they're doing.
Hi, Beta.
Good morning.
Hey, Byron.
About 25 singers, plus musicians, and a technical director appear on screen. And just like people who are a quarter of their age, they may stumble through this setup.
Lou, hang up the phone.
What?
Hang up the phone, Lou.
A few months ago, only about half the chorus had the right technology to make these rehearsals possible. Now everyone does.
Hey, Bill.
The cacophonous, joyful hellos go on for at least 10 minutes. People are so clearly glad to see each other, sitting in their kitchens and dens in Springfield, Northampton, Wendell, Chicopee, and finally...
So, let's warm up.
Bob Sillman founded and has directed Young at Heart and its changing roster of singers since the early 1980s. The way a Young at Heart warm-up works on Zoom, everyone hears Sillman, but the singers are muted so they can hear themselves singing. It's these kinds of audio logistics they've been wrangling with for weeks.
So listen, everybody, I discovered something yesterday that I think is a real breakthrough, and that is that I was able to take, for instance, Norman singing Splendid Isolation, play it on my computer, record me listening to Norman playing it, and was able to add...
I want to live on the Upper East Side and never go down in the street. Splendid isolation, I don't need no one.
Almost every song they sing right now is taking on new meaning. One member of the group, one of the oldest, did become sick with coronavirus, and he's still recovering. Everyone is well aware how deadly the virus can be to people their age.
All right, so in the time we have left...
So they rehearse twice a week online. Sillman recently asked them what they thought would make them comfortable enough to come into a building to rehearse.
Anybody have a thought? Yeah, Byron.
I would need a vaccine.
You would need the vaccine. What about anybody else? What? Yeah, go ahead, Sonia.
You know, what I've been hearing lately is that one of the most efficient ways to spread the virus is by singing together. And so that really concerns me.
Anybody else? Joel, did you want to say something?
Okay. I'm just wondering if instead of having one group, one large group, all of us, if you would have, let's say, three groups, then you
one upshot of the pandemic and not being able to meet outside their homes, everyone shows up to rehearsal because they don't have the challenge of having to drive or get a ride somewhere. And the singing takes their minds off of the fact that some are not able to see their kids or grandkids and that they can't do things that get them out of the house.
Those thermometers, so if they did have rehearsal...
A few weeks after George Floyd was killed by police, Young at Heart members talked about the ongoing protests. Several members said they'd been here before. This is John Steinberg. He's white.
In the late 60s, very early 70s, I was in Philadelphia, which was at that point perhaps had the worst record of police harassment and brutality of blacks, Latinos, and any hippie with long hair in the country.
And Young at Heart drummer Billy Arnold says as a black musician in the 1960s, it was rough.
Playing in some of the clubs I played in the Midwest, we weren't even allowed to socialize with the people. We had to go sit in the kitchen, and I remember they were calling us all kind of the N-word names from the stage. And I had just got out the army and everything, and it was like, it's unbelievable.
Even in 2002, when Arnold first started playing with the group, he says he was nervous because Young at Heart's band was mostly white. But he says he quickly found his place among everyone.
I think things like this to really help the country, because through music, whether you can understand a person, what they're saying or language through music, you can feel each other more so than just politician words, I think.
Some singers also expressed hope about this moment in America, given what they're seeing in the size and racial diversity of the protests. And they said they could do some things as a chorus to get more people of color to join. They've been rehearsing in predominantly white Hampshire County. They could, in the future, rent a bus to rehearse in a variety of places, like Springfield. That's where singer John Reinhardt lives since the 1950s, though he was born in the South in 1935. He's black, and he says he has seen the killings and people marching in protest in other decades. But this time, it does feel different.
I think that the whole world this time has been polarized from George Floyd's death. I believe a change is going to come.
Well said, well said.
It's been a long time coming, but I know
that's Reinhardt singing along with Young at Heart and the Chicago Children's Choir in a video from last month, which they released before Floyd's death. For New England Public Radio, I'm Jill Kaufman.